Three quarters behind us. 50-38, Huntington North looking for a signature win in their season. Warsaw shot the ball pretty well. 14-29 for the field, 48%. 5 of 14 from the arc, 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Huntington North, though, who normally shoots 44%, 20 of 38, including 9 of 18 from three-point range. Warsaw with the ball going to the far end to start quarter four. Chastain trying to get the ball to net and did at the elbow. She'll dribble it outside the arc, right side Bricker. The right side's cleared out for her. She'll start down the baseline, now cut to the middle, kicks it across to Chastain in the corner. Neely for three, Rebound on the weak side, grab by Fields for Huntington North. So they get a stop to start the fourth, and they've got full court pressure facing them. Bailey lobs near side Fields. She'll take it in the front court. Picks up her dribble out to Bailey between the circles, drives left and flips it back to Trout. Trout at the elbow against Knepp. Now to the near corner to Wilson, and the ball went off her hands and out of bounds. That's just a lackluster play there by Huntington North. The door is open for Warsaw. The path is there. But can Warsaw get it done? Can they make shots and get stops? Still plenty of time left, 7-10 left. Warsaw was down by 11, and in 2.5 minutes had cut it to 3. Neely, kick across to Bricker. Bricker, a jab step and a three-pointer, and it's good. Her first three-pointer of the game, her first points since the first quarter. 50-41, Lady Vikings. 1:10 gone in the fourth. Far side Fields. Fields dribbles across the top, gets it to Trout to the near corner for Bailey. Bailey back out top. Wilson on the handoff. Lob over the head of everybody. It goes over Trout and into the fourth row. Turnover. Here comes Winchester in for Knepp for the Lady Tigers with 6:34 left to play. Bricker will bring it up. Out there with Chastain, Neely, Zartman, and Winchester. They're starting five for Lenny Krebs. Chastain left wing. Dumps it down in the block. Winchester works his way underneath Trout and lays it in. Winchester with 9 points. Warsaw's within seven. 50-43. Trout in the backcourt against Winchester. Now dribbles near side. Gives it off for Wilson. Not a Bailey. Left corner for Trout. Trying to work her way in the lane, does. Flipped it up, missed it, but got her own rebound, then got tied up. And we're going to have a whistle and a held ball. The arrow belongs to the Vikings. But that'll flip the arrow over. Warsaw would get it on the next held ball possession. Trout to throw it in down here below us. Looking, still looking, and barely got it in. Fields left wing to the left corner for Trout. Out top for Bailey. Hands back to Trout. Trout to the top of the circle. Out of the far corner for Wilson. One dribble, then to Bailey. Bailey drives wide open to the basket for two. 17 for Hayden Bailey. 52-43, Huntington North. And Brecker drove in the lane and lost the ball. Minton with the steal. Dribbles down. Out of Fields. Out top, wide open Bailey for three. It's good. 4 3-pointers for Bailey. She had only had 13 all season, and there's another steal, and Trout drives in, runs over Winchester, offensive foul. Another charge taken by Brooke Winchester. And that saves the Lady Tigers from what would have been an easy two. You get the feeling that maybe this just isn't the Lady Tigers' night. The next 2 minutes are going to tell us. They're down by 12. They get this thing under five. They can do it. But they need to make a run, and it needs to be solid and right now. Chastain into the post. Winchester turns the lane and scores again. Winchester now in double figures with 11. Quickly, Trout runs around Winchester at midcourt. Near side, wide open. Fields for three. No good. A whistle and a foul is called on the Lady Tigers. On the drive and pass. Neely gets her second foul. I'll be honest. I had turned my head, and so I don't know what happened there. I really don't. I was looking out to Fields, who missed the shot. Of course, she missed it because it wouldn't have mattered. On the inbounds, Fields in that same spot. Now to the near corner for Trout. Trout drives into Neely, trying to find some space. McDonald left corner. She's shown that she won't shoot that. Bailey to McDonald. Picks up her dribble. Throws it to the wing. It goes through the hands of Bailey, and she's able to reel it back in before it went out of bounds. Trout, 4:35 left at the elbow. Hands back to Fields. In the corner, McDonald. Back out to Trout. Now here's Bailey for a contested three. Rimming no good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Bricker. Bricker across the timeline, top of the circle. Left side for Zartman, makes a fake, drives down, makes another fake. Picks up her dribble, she needs help. And a timeout will be taken by Lenny Krebs. This will be a full timeout. 4:17 left. Huntington North 55, Warsaw 45, back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw ball, 4:17 left. Huntington North, who's been ahead the entire game, 55-45, the lead now. Zartman gets it into Winchester, fakes the handoff, takes it down to the corner for Chastain, out to the wing for Neely, back to Chastain, back to Neely. Skip pass across, Zartman wide open, steps back for three, and hits again. 23 for Brooke Zartman, 5 3-pointers, 55-48, halfway through the fourth. Trout up ahead, Fields open, didn't shoot it. One dribble to the baseline, lobs over the top. Here comes Bailey down the lane, throws it back out to McDonald. Not a Trout. Skip past the near side for Fields. In the corner, Bailey a contested three. Rimming no good. It hit the backboard wire and went out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Tigers, who got a three and then got a stop. Bricker in for Chastain. Kelsey Wren out there with Neely and Zartman. This is the moment right here. Forsaw wants to make a run at it. They got to do it right now. Bricker, slowly left-hand dribble through the center circle. Left side, Kelsey Wren to the corner for Neely. Winchester wants the lob over the top. Zartman out top instead. Drives to the side of the lane. Lost the ball, but got to Bricker in the right corner, and then she got tripped up. No whistle, except the ball went out of bounds, and it's going to remain Warsaw ball with 3:24 to go. Warsaw with plenty of timeouts, two fulls and a mini. Wren to throw it in, just below the foul line in the far corner of the gym. Wren having trouble getting it in and got it in. And then Winchester got tied up and the ball's taken away. Stolen by McDonald. Runs into Bricker. Ran into a double team. Dumps it in the corner to Trout. Back out to Bailey. Around to Fields. Wide open. 20-footer is good. Her fourth. And it's 58-48. Huntington North back up by 10. 3 minutes left. Zartman looking down at Winchester. They got it to Bricker on the left wing. Bricker drives the lane, kicks it out. Winchester will step back for three, way long, an air ball. And the rebound belongs to Fields, and Huntington North now is in control of the game. Minton down court. Along the near side, trapped, out top Fields, far side McDonald. Bailey lurking against the Warsaw half-court trap. She pops out to the corner to get it. She's trapped in that deep left corner and threw it off of Wren's leg, and it goes out of bounds. Warsaw just never was able to get in control of what they were doing. They had that one stretch at the start of the third quarter, which was quickly answered by Huntington North. And it's been all Vikings for almost the entire 32 minutes. Near side Fields. Huntington North spreading the floor now. Far side Trout. Down to the baseline, Bailey. Bailey under the basket. Reverse layup blocked. Foul called. Bricker with the foul for Warsaw. Her third. And free throws coming up here for Hayden Bailey, who's not a good free throw shooter. 51% for the season. 0 for 1 in this game. And the free throw's up and in. She averages 12 a game. She's got 21. 13 in the second half. Bailey shoots again. Made them both. Bricker through the center circle. Warsaw down by 12. 2:15 left. Bricker, out top Winchester, dribbles left, looking, picks up her dribble, out to Wren, right sideline to Neely. Neely drives the right side of the lane into traffic, kicks it out Winchester, left corner Wren, back out to Zartman. Zartman runs in, left corner Neely, she'll shoot for three, it's no good, and the rebound's grabbed by Huntington North. Fields the rebound, outlets to Bailey, under 2 minutes to go. Huntington North is going to get their signature win here tonight. Ball tipped out of bounds by Wren. Right near midcourt. And the Lady Tigers are going to suffer a very, very difficult loss to Stomach. And it does not build any confidence with the Christmas break coming and then the big tournament down at Center Grove after that. McDonald near corner. Warsaw chasing everywhere. Up the baseline, cut off, and taken away by Winchester. In transition, Bricker. Left corner, Zartman. She'll shoot another three. She got another three. Zartman's got 26, including 6 3-point baskets. Timeout, Warsaw. This is a 30. We will keep it here this time with 1:27 left to go. Huntington North leading 60-51. That tournament at Center Grove is a traditional four-way tournament starting at 10 a.m. Center Grove, who in the coaches' poll is number 5 this week, they're also number 5 in the poll on John Harrell. They will take on Jeffersonville in game 1 at 10 o'clock. Game 2 then will be Warsaw and Brownsburg. Consolation is at 5. Championship follows that. We'll have the games that Warsaw is in on News Now Warsaw. And this is not going to help boost their confidence going into that. Because that then is the last game, that tournament, those will be the last games Warsaw plays before the Northridge game. Zartman with 26 points. She's had a great shooting night. Warsaw just has not been able to get stuff going. Trout breaks the press. Quickly up ahead to Bailey. Bailey near sideline, back out to Trout. Back to Bailey on the near side, 1:18 left. Warsaw with 2 team fouls. They have to foul 3 more times to get Huntington North to the line. Groob's out there, and again, she's a good free throw shooter. She's trapped on the sidelines. Timeout, Huntington North. This will be a full because that's all they have left, so we'll take it. 1:08 left to go here in the fourth. Huntington North 60, Warsaw 51. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in Huntington. Timeout, Lady Vikings. They have 2 left. Warsaw also has 2 left. 1:08 to go. Huntington North leading Warsaw 60-51. And on the inbounds, Bailey trying to get it in and finally did to Trout at the timeline. She's immediately trapped, got it to Bailey on the sideline. Now she got it back in the lane to Trout, near side McDonald as they spread the floor. Now Fields, near sideline to McDonald. McDonald is trapped. Up the sideline, Trout. They got people wide open under the basket and a whistle and a foul from behind against Bricker, and that's her fourth. The unfortunate part of that is you let 17 seconds go off the clock and ended up fouling. You probably, knowing that, should have fouled right away. Bailey missed. She's 2 out of 4. She's done enough damage anyway. 12-point per game average, 22 in this game and counting. Shoots again, got that one. 23 points for Hayden Bailey. Bricker at the other end. Out top Wren. Wide open three-pointer. Good. Kelsey Wren with her 7th three-pointer of the season. Full timeout called by the Tigers. 61-54. Huntington North. 42 seconds to go. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 42 seconds left to play in the game. Huntington North about to get a huge win in their season. Leading 61-54. Bailey in the backcourt, flipped it wide of Trout, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brooke Zartman. Zartman with her 2nd. And the board says that's 4 fouls. It is 4 fouls. So with 37.9 left, it'll be out of bounds to Huntington North at the far end. And Trout is having trouble getting it in and finally got it in the backcourt to Bailey. Back to Trout underneath the basket, up the sidelines for Fields, and a whistle and a foul called against Huntington North. There's Winchester at midcourt taking a charge on Gracie Fields. That's her 2nd foul. And Warsaw still with life, but only 1 timeout left, down by 7. 32.2 left. And Bricker threw the inbound pass away. Steal by Huntington North. Foul called on Zartman. Warsaw just says, handled like a hand grenade. They have not played a good game tonight. They have, in many ways, just look and act like they were never really engaged from the start. JV kind of felt the same way. They were able to sneak out a six-point win. Varsity's not going to be that fortunate. Riley Wilson, who came in with 11 points in 11 games, makes the first free throw and gets another. And made them both. 63-54, 23 seconds left. Bricker drives left, kicks it out in the corner, Zartman, and her pass is tipped. Winchester, Bricker in the corner, can't get free, and then through another bad pass. And it'll be tied up. Held ball in the air belongs to Warsaw with 10.4 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge coming up. Bricker down at the far end. Winchester gets open. Out to Neely in the wing, 8 seconds. Zartman turns against the double team, down into Winchester. She'll wheel to the right and score. And time will run out. The game will end. Huntington North stuns Warsaw 63-56 here on this Wednesday before the Christmas holiday. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. Well, not the way the Lady Tigers wanted to go into Christmas break. They lose here to Huntington 63-56. Final scoring for the Lady Vikings, who are now 7-5 on the season. Elle McDonald, a 3 and a 2 for 5. Grace Michael, 2. Faith Minton, 5. Riley Wilson with 2. Marissa Trout, their leading scorer, was held to just 10 points. She had 10 points at halftime, didn't score after halftime, but did the majority of the ball handling after that. And then the leading scorers, Gracie Fields with 16, 4 3-point baskets. Hayden Bailey had 4 of her own and finished with 23. For the Lady Tigers, who fall to 8-5, Layla Knepp, 2. Kelsey Wren, 3. Braylee Chastain, 2. And then 3 in double figures, Brooke Winchester with 13, Jocelyn Bricker with 10, 7 of which came in the first quarter, and Brooke Zartman, who finished tying her career high with 26 points, including 6 3-point baskets. Huntington North hit 7 3-pointers in the first quarter, and they led 25-14 after one. It was an 11-11 second quarter, so it was still an 11-point deficit, 36-25. Huntington North had the lead at halftime. Huntington North outscored Warsaw by 114-13 in the third to push the lead to 12 at 50-38. And then Warsaw outscored Huntington North in the fourth, 18-13, but not nearly enough, as the Vikings win 63-56. They led from the beginning. There were no ties and no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 38-32. Warsaw's JV is now 10-3 on the season. There was supposed to be a freshman game tonight. That was postponed because Huntington North didn't have enough freshman players because of that sickness that's going around pretty much everywhere. Again, 63-56. Huntington North beats Warsaw tonight. The final stats are coming up next on News Now Warsaw. 63-56. Huntington North beats Warsaw here tonight at Huntington Arena. Lenny Krebs is here, and I don't know where to start. So I want to know what your comments and your thoughts are after this game, and what did you tell the team afterwards?
A time like this where you know you didn't play your best, where you know you could have done a better job executing, where you could have given a little bit more effort. Nothing good is going to come out of that in the locker room right after the game. My comment was simply, nothing good is going to come out. We're going to go home. We're going to watch film. We're going to evaluate what we thought we saw. We're going to watch film tomorrow and get better. Nothing positive happens at that point in time when there's a lot of emotion like that. So I just basically left it at that. As you notice, I've been sitting here for a little bit in a sense of I'm not going to allow my emotions to talk at this point in time. We're going to go, like I said, watch film and confirm the things that we thought we saw and show them the things that we confirmed and try to get better.
I can confirm something that you saw, and that's a team that had made 53 three-pointers through 11 games, made 11 in this game tonight, including 7 in the first quarter. Nobody saw that coming. Even their coaches couldn't believe that.
You know, hats off to Huntington North. They penetrated hard and made our defense collapse and kicked it out and hit their shots. Hats off to them. They did what they needed to do. You know, they stepped up and hit big shots during the game. Especially in that first quarter, they built a lead, hard to come back from that. And then, you know, we come out after halftime and pull within, I think, maybe 3.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't. We had several opportunities to score a basket. We just couldn't quite get over that hump. And, you know, credit to Huntington North. They widened that margin again, and we just couldn't quite get there.
They shot 50% for the field, which is 6% better than they normally shoot. But part of the problem was they got offensive rebounds. They got 12 offensive rebounds tonight and out-rebounded your kids 27-12.
You know, once again, those are numbers that are easy to say. This is what the numbers say. Something different to go confirm on film how that's happening. That's what I mean by saying we have to go watch film and confirm what we were seeing to make sure the breakdowns were happening the way we thought they were happening. The numbers don't lie. But how those numbers got to that is what we need to look at.
I know this for sure. This is not the way you wanted to go into the Christmas break, and it's not the way you wanted to go into that tournament next week. There are some really good teams going to be there.
You know, definitely not the way we want to go into Christmas break, especially with my intense personality of wanting to get this fixed, knowing I've got several days of nothing to stew on this. Maybe I should apologize to all my family at the Krebs and the LS gatherings right now, knowing where my mind's probably going to be. I've got to do a better job of shutting that off, you know, at times like this and enjoying the opportunity to be with my family, because that's few and far in between. Definitely not the way we wanted to go into break, but like I said, we're going to watch film. We're going to get it fixed. Big stretch of our season coming up. That's an important stretch. We didn't lose a championship tonight. If we can use this to learn and grow and propel ourselves forward, we still have multiple championships out there that we can still win.
What's the schedule now, practice-wise, between now and the 29th?
No, we're going to come in tomorrow. We're gonna watch some film. We're going to practice tomorrow after school. Then we're going to go Friday morning. We're going to practice Friday morning. And then we're off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, come back Tuesday. So we've got a couple of days in there where the kids can rest. Obviously, when we come back Tuesday, we're full steam ahead. 3 days of practice before a tournament. Now's that time to get a little bit of rest. Just take a breath and regroup, hit the reset button, knowing that we have a stretch run. 2 games in a tournament that, once again, we can win a championship down there. But more importantly, I'm concerned about, can we make the progress we need in order to go compete for an NLC championship when we come back home on January 6th against Northridge. These are all practice games in my mind, in a sense of, yes, I take them hard. As you can see, you know, I'm struggling setting here. But the next 2 games, if we can use them to get better and come back home and compete and win against the Northridge squad, then this is all going to be worth it. It's all a matter of what we're going to do with this.
Okay. It sounds weird to say, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yep, thank you. You too.
Lenny Krebs and the Lady Tigers after a 63-56 loss here to Huntington North. We'll come back and do the stats and the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. 63-56, Huntington North beats Warsaw here tonight at the Huntington Arena. Final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Final stats for Warsaw, 21 of 39 for the field. That's 54%. That's pretty good. 9 of 21 for three-point range, also very good. 6 of those threes belong to Brooke Sartman. They were perfect, 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Huntington North, again, who shoots 44% as a team, shot 50% in this game, 23 of 44. They were 11 of 22 from three-point range. And again, can't say it enough, 53 three-pointers in 11 games. That's not quite five a game. They hit 11 tonight, 11 of 22 from the arc, 6 of 9 at the free throw line. And again, the rebound stat is huge. Huntington North, 27 rebounds, and Warsaw had 12. As a matter of fact, Huntington North had as many offensive rebounds as Warsaw did total rebounds in the game. And then the turnovers, Warsaw with 16 turnovers in the game, Huntington North with 14. Those are the final stats brought to you by Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now for the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. The play of the game came very early in the game. As a matter of fact, it came on about a minute and a half into the game. Huntington North working the ball around the Tiger defense. They got the ball to Hayden Bailey. Hayden Bailey made a three-pointer. It put Huntington North ahead to stay. And from there, they went on to make six more three-pointers in the first quarter and go off to a 25-14 lead. Warsaw in the third was able to get it down to three at 36-33. And they had several chances to get it even closer than that. They did not. And Huntington North then pulled away and wins 63-56. So that three-pointer by Bailey at the beginning of the game, that's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. A couple quick scores to pass along. Women's college basketball, Purdue beat Indiana State 79-63. In the NBA, the Pacers, with 7 minutes still to play, lead Charlotte 126-97, so they're going to end their four-game losing streak. And the Bulls are up 61-55 on the Lakers at halftime at the United Center. So that's a look at scores from other games, men's college basketball games. Duke leads Baylor 76-65 with 34 seconds left to play in that game. Nebraska leads North Dakota by 3 with 4:15 left. Northwestern is on the road at Arizona State and leading 30-12 with 3 minutes left in the first half there. Here at Huntington, the Lady Tigers JV won 38-32. They're now 10-3. The varsity did not, as they fall behind 25-14 after one with seven Huntington North three-pointers in the first 8 minutes. They rallied in the third, but that rally was quickly snuffed out by the Vikings, and they go on to win 63-56. Thanks to Steve back at the station for a job well done. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the outcome. Final score, Huntington North 63, Warsaw 56. Our next broadcast of Lady Tiger basketball will be a week from Friday when the girls play in a tournament at Center Grove High School on the south side of Indianapolis. They will play in Game 2 against Brownsburg after Game 1, which is the host school, and Jeffersonville. The consolation's at 5. The championship will follow. We'll broadcast the Warsaw game against Brownsburg and whichever game they play in the evening session here on News Now Warsaw. And again, don't forget, January 6th, the girls will host Northridge, which for all intents and purposes is for the Northern Lakes Conference Championship, and the 2003-2004 Lady Tiger team that went to the state championship game will be there to be honored on the 20th anniversary of their great season. So we want you to be a part of that evening. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is coming up next. Good night, everyone.